Now, as promised, sorry for the little delay in this. We're going to be having a little chat about what the Inner West Council is doing to fight food waste. Food organics and garden organics waste recycling will be rolled out to every household within the next 4 years, which is pretty crazy to think about. Joining me on the line right now is Councillor Matt Howard. He was involved in the proposal to discuss the new measures. Matt, thank you for taking the time this morning and joining the show. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Just to kick it off, first off, would you be able to detail the proposal that was made and for the listener out there, the process behind it?
Yeah, sure. So what we're looking to do is introduce FOGO, which is food organics and garden organics, to every single dwelling house across the Inner West local government area. So if your listeners are in the Inner West area and they live in an apartment, chances are they already have the opportunity to recycle food. They'll have a little burgundy food organics bin, which they go and put out every week. But people who live in single dwelling houses across the Inner West don't actually have access to that at the moment. So what we are looking to do is to make sure that every single resident can recycle their food scraps by putting those food scraps inside their existing green bin that, you know, they already have for grass clippings and leaves and that sort of thing. And look, why that's important is that about 40% of all the garbage that's in our red bins is actually food scraps. And when they are sent to landfill, those food scraps create toxic greenhouse gases and leachate, which is obviously really bad for the environment. So instead, food recycling actually turns them into compost that we can obviously put on our gardens and in our parks and local areas. And also it creates green energy, which is then fed back into the electricity grid. So all around a good thing for the environment.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, I live in a share house and, you know, not all the time do people comply with. I don't mean to call out my housemates if they're listening right now, but, you know, it's a bit surprising that some people don't, you know, always realize what recyclable, materials are. That kind of blows my mind.
Yeah, totally.
Do you think...
Well, what's really interesting...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you think households will comply or show interest in this new food recycling scheme? What are your thoughts on the reaction?
Yeah, of course. Thank you. I think lots of people have been really excited about this. The response has been overwhelming. And look, the moment the council is doing an audit of the food organics processing process that it already has in apartment buildings, and something that's really fascinating is that the contamination rate, so, you know, things going in the wrong bin, is actually well below 5%. And I think that sends a really clear message to us. People really want this to work and they really want to change their household behaviours to really reduce their environmental footprint. You know, I lived in Canada for many years and they've had food recycling there for a long time. And one of the things that was really interesting to me was that it really changed how our family thought about waste. You know, when you're separating out the food waste, you really become much more aware of how much food you're actually wasting. So I think you buy less food, you only buy what you need. You know, I think that you're much more inclined to use the food that you do buy. And, you know, you wash your containers and you do those things. So you become a bit more cognizant and aware of where, you know, where the packaging or where the food waste or where the waste is actually going. And I think that's only a really good thing for the community to become more aware of what we consume and what we do with the waste at the end when we're finished using it.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess why do you think it's taken so long, or what got the ball rolling a bit, and I guess in the last few months and years to make this happen? Was it a long process, or what was the timeline?
Yeah, so, I mean, the Inner West Council has had food recycling for apartment buildings for quite some time now, and over 20,000 units or households actually have it at the moment. What's a barrier to the next step is actually how it's processed at the end point. So collecting the waste is one thing, what we do with it and how we process it is another. And what we're seeing all the way across Sydney from councils like Penrith, Woollahra, Randwick councils, lots of regional councils already have this, you're getting that... that sort of point where so many councils are doing it, we now have more capacity to do this. And one thing Inner West Council is really looking at is how can we actually process this with a food transfer station here in the Inner West. So we are working with other councils in our region to say, how can we get together? How can we actually process this food? But with that kind of with the technology and with that kind of working together, that collaboration with other councils, we also need political will here. Yeah. And this was something that was really important for me at our first council meeting. As a new council, we were elected at the end of last year. We wanted to send a clear signal that this is a priority for us. And I'm so proud that this was unanimously supported by councillors. This is, I'm a Labor councillor. This is something we promised during the election campaign. This is a priority for us. We really want to deliver because we know that households really want to make good and better decisions about reducing their environmental footprint. And we think that it's a key role of councils to actually provide the infrastructure and to really empower households to make those good changes. So for us, it was really important that that political will be signaled at the first meeting. You know, we really want to get this done in the next few years so that every household can recycle their food scraps.
Well, that's fantastic, Matthew, that you're able to deliver on that promise. And obviously, yeah, it's an excellent way for households to make a change on an individual level. What do you think, I guess, looking at a national level, what do you think should be done at a national level to address this issue?
Yeah, well, look, the way that our food recycling in apartments started was through grants, you know, through the state government and federal government. And, you know, I think obviously providing, you know, financial support to help get these systems going across, you know, across the country is really important. And supporting the development of ideas like food transfer stations, et cetera, that, you know, that does need buy-in from all three levels of government. But it's about leadership, you know. And I think it's really about showing that, you know, you can have policies from the top down that are all about setting targets for these things, but really it's about empowering households to make those changes. So, you know, for us as a local council, that's what's important for us. We really want to show that the community is behind this, that the community really wants the ability to do this. And I think there's a strong message in that for governments, you know, federal, state and local, you know, empower households to make these decisions because that's where the good environmental work is happening.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess if people out there listening, Matthew, want to find out a bit more, or maybe they want to go back and read a bit more into the whole topic, is there a website they can head to?
Yeah, so check out. Yeah, absolutely. Check out the Inner West Council's website or just Google FOGO, Food Organics, Garden Organics. You'll get lots of information there. Over the past couple of months, you know, I've been really learning so much more about how this works in other places and in other councils across the city. But yeah, the Inner West Council's website has information on how the current organics program is working, but how we plan to extend that.
Well, hey, Matthew, thanks for that. And I've got to say, like, a big congratulations on initiating such a important measure for us and, you know, I guess everyone in Sydney and hopefully everyone in Australia at some point. So a big thanks for joining the show and good luck for the next few years of the whole plan.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.